The Sunday service at All Saints Cathedral in Cairo Central Zamalek District is one with a difference. In the morning, the cathedral hosts Anglican worshippers in Arabic and English. In the early afternoon, a congregation from Sudan and South Sudan come together to worship. They dance, sing and pray in Arabic as well as two Sudanese dialects, Bari and Dinka. Lay Minister Dali Masangwa heads the congregation.
This is the message of the gospel, you know. It will be different in our languages or even in our cultural background and so forth. But in Christ we are united.
Many members of the 500-strong congregation are students who have come to Egypt to finish their university education. Some are refugees fleeing long-term conflict in Sudan and South Sudan. This makes the need for a community even stronger, especially at Christmas, which the Sudanese community begins celebrating in November.
Today we have Family Sunday. Family Sunday, this family, we come together with our meals from the houses, from house, and bring it here. And instead of eating it in the house, we bring it here, then we eat together.
Reverend Yeshua Bakit is an Egyptian minister at the church. He emphasizes that there is nothing that divides the worshippers from Sudan and South Sudan from the Egyptian congregation.
We have one tradition and one liturgy, but the difference between Egyptian and Sudanese is just a different language. That's all.
This show of unity is what makes the church rare. Although some estimates put the total Sudanese and South Sudanese population in Egypt as high as 4 million, prejudices persist against the community within Egyptian society. Finding jobs of any kind can be tough, and many are confined to low-paid work or no work at all. In 2015, Sudanese people made up the largest demographic detained while trying to flee Egypt in search of a better life elsewhere, according to the United Nations High Commission on Refugees. It's a Thursday, and a group of Sudanese and South Sudanese university students are holding a Christmas carol service in the church hall. Organiser Khan Gabriel is a student himself who fled the conflict in South Sudan in 2013 to come and study law at Cairo University. He says addressing the hardships faced by Sudanese and South Sudanese people in Egypt is a struggle.
We believe that as long as it is not our country, so there's nothing for us to do about it. We can't do anything about it. Exactly. Yes, we really hate the way they treat us, but we can't do it.
Boy Peter is also from South Sudan. He said the chance to come together with other members of the community, especially at Christmas, is something prized for him.
Whenever you get your friends, whenever you are close to people who are in your country, yes, it's feel you like, wow.
It's a little bit of home.
That's it.
As conflict ravages parts of Sudan and South Sudan, Sudanese and South Sudanese people see few chances to return home. But for many, the opportunity to come together at Christmas is a refuge, not just from conflict, but from their newfound home. Ruth Michelson, RFI, Cairo.